Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we're kind of celebrating almost the end of National 4-H Week, so I thought it'd be good to talk about that. We're going to do that with Julie Williamson. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, LaVon.
Julie, I'm thinking about, as I look back, look ahead, 4-H is really a family affair, and your family has been in this project of 4-H for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Back even Dave's family, we're three generation Benton Township 4-Hers, so we've 4-H is kind of in our blood, so yeah. It's something that we can't not do, I guess.
Yes, and then people say, oh, well, you'd bleed green. Well, that'd be okay, especially during National 4-H Week. So, Julie, I want to first talk about your children and who they are and kind of a little bit about their projects.
Okay. You want to start with, I've got five kids, and they've all been 4-Hers. They're Mitchell is my youngest. And he's a senior at Cam High School, and he's finishing up his 4-H career, and they've all been on youth council, and we've shown livestock, we've shown projects in the building, we've had things go to the state fair, we've done Share the Fun, we've done a lot of service projects in the community. It's just kind of, second nature for us to be involved and do everything, that we can with this program.
Okay. So 4-Her, you're almost out of 4-Hers at your house after five of them. What are you going to do, Julie?
I'm not sure yet, although I think I'm ready to pass my 4-H leader baton on to the next next generation. It's time to share the wealth and let someone else have that leadership role. But no, I've been a 4-H mom for 27 years and a 4-H leader at Benton Franklin Club for this will be 15 years when I'm all done.
Okay. So in addition to your five children, you certainly have touched the lives of a lot of other young people because they're members of your club. Of course, when it's your kids, you're going to be involved. But other than that, as you think about the time and the effort, probably sometimes some tears and then lots of laughter, why did you keep doing this?
Oh, it's just, I just enjoy it. I just enjoy being and knowing the families and getting to be involved with them and sharing in the successes that they have. And one of my most special memories is when I'm at the county fair and I see one of the kids from the club, and I try to watch what they do throughout the week, but it's hard to be everywhere. But when they come up to me and they show me their ribbons or they share their whatever honor or award they got, and they share that with me, to me, that makes all whatever stresses I have throughout the rest of the year, that makes it all worthwhile when they come to me and want to share that with me. And I just think that's, you just want to see the kids do well. You want to see them have success and you want to see them blossom and do well in something that they've worked hard at.
So like the TV ad says, that's priceless. You, there's no way you can put a price on those feelings that you have and the pride and joy you have.
Right, right.
Let's talk about, because it is National 4-H Week, clubs often do something special to recognize and kind of put the word out there that 4-H is around. Tell us what your club did this year.
Well, we did two things in the past. As long as I've been in the club, and even before, our club has always decorated a window to celebrate 4-H. And this year we did a window out at Renew Ag, and we had a committee that worked together and did that. But normally we've done little bookmarks we've taken to the libraries and kind of promoted 4-H that way. But this year we decided to try something new, and we made cut-out sugar cookies in the shape of clovers and a ribbon and some other animal shapes. And then we took them and made a plate of cookies, took them to 20 different businesses and groups in town just as a way of saying thank you for your support. Because 4-H couldn't be the program it is without the support of all the local businesses that donate to the kids, that help support them at the livestock sale at the end of the year. Throughout the year, they're giving us discounts. They're just, the businesses in this community are wonderful to support the 4-H program. And as well as KJN and KSOM, too, the radio stations are always sharing the kids' successes and want to, let the rest of the community know what's going on. And so we thought it was a fun thank you. We would, a sweet thank you. we would make some cookies and share that with them. So that was kind of something new that we did this year, which was kind of fun. And I know a lot of other clubs do a lot of special other things throughout the week as well.
What kind of responses did you get when you delivered the cookies?
Oh, a lot of surprises. People weren't expecting that, and they were, I think they enjoyed it. And we kind of divided up who took them around. I took the six different, we took the 20 different businesses in town, and I took the six different ones, and everyone I got was very surprised and thought that that was a sweet gesture that they weren't expecting. And so that always makes it a little better when you catch somebody off guard and show them how much you appreciate them. Yeah. So that was fun.
Create some smiles as well as
there
some good
go.
Good taste. So how do you keep your club going? How do you recruit new members? Because I know, you know, in terms of the rural area, there's not as many kids, not as many families. So do you have kids who live in town who are not living on farms who are your members? And how do you recruit those kids?
Well, we have a really cool club. Ours is it's growing. I mean, and we have kids that go to CAM. We have kids in Atlantic. And we have several families that are homeschooled. So we have a unique mix of families. And we have them that come from all parts of the county. And you know, really, the recruiting comes, the kids recruit their friends. And I don't really go out and I mean, I always, if somebody asks about our club, I'm always welcoming. They're welcome to come check us out, see when we meet, see how they fit in with the other families. But I have kids that, you know, they have friends in school, and they say, oh, you got to be in 4-H because, you know, we can show rabbits, or you can show a calf, or you can do this or that. And we have this really cool club, and we have a lot of good friends. And so, so the kids are the recruiters in our club, and they do an awesome job. And I said, we just keep growing, and we bring in families. Right now, we got three kids that have moved into the older kids, the main club, from the Clover kids, so their younger siblings that have moved up into the main club. So we graduated two and gained three. So, you know, our club, we're up to 28 kids, and
wow.
I'm just proud of every single one of them. So.
Well, obviously, you have good things going on in your club when the kids are recruiting. How often do you meet?
We meet once a month. We meet on the third Sunday of the month for most months, and we do several community service projects throughout the year, and the kids all come together, and because we're so big, not everybody has to do everything, which is kind of nice. That we can kind of divide up, and people can pick the ones that best fit their schedule and fit their talents. And we just have a lot of fun together.
You mentioned older kids, and I just wanted to mention youth can join 4-H anytime. They don't have to start when they're five or when they're in fourth grade. They could join when they're sophomores in high school.
Absolutely. There's nothing... you know, we take anybody at any point in time. Yeah, the Clover kids, those kindergarten through third grade, so they're in a separate club, but they do a little different activities. And then the main 4-H are grades 4 through 12, and like you said, they can come in at any point in time. They don't have to be, it's not like if you don't start in fourth grade, you can't be in 4-H. No, we'll take anybody's welcome at any time, at any point in the year. We'll let you come in, and you can always... participate in our activities.
So, Julie, I'm looking back quite a few years now. It used to be we had big manuals for our projects. Everybody had to make sure they had all of their 4-H printed materials. That's changed a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of the information is all online. You just go to the Extension website and you can find a lot of that information. And the internet is you know, a wonderful tool. And sometimes it's overwhelming with the information out there, but there's, and then it also helps you with, the kids to work with the other, like I said, our club is large enough that we can have parents that can share their different skills with the kids and help teach. We have some great, livestock parents that are good at teaching the new kids how to show their cattle, how to fit them how to be good showmen and how to get their cattle ready for showing and all that. So, I mean, we just, as a club, we share our interests and our talents with one another, and it's just a one way to grow together.
So, Julie, there may be some families going, well, you know, we don't have time for 4-H. We have too many other things doing. You have lots of active kids in your club that do sports and all kinds of other things. Is there something you can say to parents who say, oh, we don't have time for that?
Well, you know, you always seem to find time to make time for what's important. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, it's one of those things that it's something that you will make time for if you see your kids are going to get a benefit from it. And it's not all about, you know, like the livestock show. There's so many more educational. There's leadership opportunities. There's opportunities to go to state 4-H conference and learn from other kids around the state. There's just so many opportunities and things for kids to do that if you really want to be a part of this, it takes some time, but it's not all your time.
Okay. We want to thank you, Julie Williamson, first of all, for doing all of the things that you've been doing for so many years. Keep up the good work. And we want to thank you for visiting with us this morning to celebrate National 4-H Week. So until next time, here's a thought. We all could use the 4-H motto is to make the best better.